You're putting effort into showing up on Instagram, so make sure that the captions you write are worthwhile. They get you the engagement you need and they boost your sales. We're going to talk about how to do this in an updated version for 2022, so stay tuned. Welcome to Emma Gibbons Content and Copy. My name's Emma and I'm the founder of a boutique agency specializing in branded copywriting and content writing for small and medium-sized businesses. I know from experience working with hundreds of businesses of all shapes and sizes that compassionate, client-centered copy and content ultimately does three incredibly powerful things. One, it helps your ideal client by matching them to a product or service that's going to improve their life. Two, it positions you as the guy they think of first and trust wholeheartedly. And three, it actually improves conversion and retention for a thriving business long-term. Are you excited to stand out to more of the clients you adore? Let's dive into some content and copy. Welcome or welcome back to my YouTube channel. My name is Emma. I am the founder of Emma Gibbons Content and Copy, which is a branded copywriting boutique based here in Toronto. In our business, we focus on doing amazing content and copy for you that creates a brand personality that builds trust, that grows your audience and makes you more sales. And as well, if you want to learn how to do it yourself, I do private coaching. So you can learn how to do that copy and content writing yourself. And this is kind of an example of something that you might learn in that context. Of course, we would learn it one-on-one with actual practice exercises that are directly relevant to your business. But today we're going to be talking about the theory of how to write an Instagram caption that is going to grip attention and actually boost your engagement and sales in 2022. So let's dig right into it. Step one, make sure you're writing to your ideal customer. I've said this a gazillion times on this channel and I will say it again. Write to that one ideal person, because if you've done the ideal client avatar exercise, that actually not only is that typical, like, what's the value of their house? What is their first name? How many kids do they have? Actually do this version of the exercise that gives you psychographic questions so you understand what their values are, fears, desires, all the real good stuff that gets you on a psychological journey with them. If you use that and you write to that person on that level, you're going to resonate with so many more people, because being specific actually makes people feel like, oh, it's like they saw my life, because we have way more in common than we do different. So I'm telling you, it's the number one rule in copywriting. Write as if to one person. An easy way to test if you're doing that too is to see if you're using the word you in your caption. And you as if to one, not you, not y'all, not you guys, just you. You don't always have to do this, but I think this is a good exercise. So do you, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Start there and write as if to one. Step two is to use the copywriting formula that is the gold standard still to this day, AIDA or AIDA. Now, I do have an updated 21st century version of this that I teach in private coaching, which is our Armada formula. It's very much an updated version because AIDA or AIDA is from 1896. It's super old, or 1897. It's from the 19th century. So I'm telling you, it's still the gold standard. Most copywriters still use this. Our version really dives deeper into compassion and satisfying some of the more skeptical parts of the 21st century savvy consumer mind. But I'm telling you, start with AIDA and you will see a massive difference in engagement in particular on your posts. So A, attention. I, interest. D, desire. A, action. I have a whole dedicated video to learn about AIDA in depth, but we're going to talk pretty briefly about how to do this in an Instagram post particularly. So the first A for attention, it's that first couple of words, really. Sometimes the whole sentence doesn't even appear above the fold. When I say above the fold, essentially it's the before the read more button. So those first few words need to grip them in some way. And the ways that copywriters typically grab attention are specifics, including a number, for example, or a year, urgency, so last chance or, you know, final sale, etc. Emotions, so kind of you can trigger a whole bunch of different emotions. Pleasant ones like nostalgia, you can trigger fear of missing out, which I personally don't like to do. I kind of feel like it's icky. It does work though. So you can trigger emotion in them. And then one of my favorites is questions. Ask them a question, which is kind of where that first example came from, using the word you. Do you, have you, are you? Special tip here, if you can get them to answer yes to the question, like set the question up so that they're nodding versus shaking their head. The nod is what's known as a silent close. So if, especially if this is a sales post for Instagram, you're trying to tell them to click the link in bio to buy now, or, you know, to click on the product that you've tagged in your Instagram kind of store. This is a really good time to use a question, whether in attention or later in the post, but make sure that all your questions are set up so they're nodding yes. So for example, I could ask you, do you want more customers? Yeah, everybody pretty much wants more customers. I know you, at least you want more customers. So for your people, I'm going to give you a really specific example that would appeal to me as a very specific consumer, which is, ever wish there was a soy-free version of Goldfish? I'm thinking of like red, what's it called? Pepperidge Farms. I don't know why red came to mind. Pepperidge Farms Goldfish. Sometimes you'll find ones that must be made in a specific factory where they're soy-free, and other times they have soy. I'm allergic to soy, to give you some context. But like, I would absolutely nod ferociously to that because this is something I actively think about in my life. Now, that's a bit of a silly example, but you know your customers. So ask them questions to get them to nod yes, because you know that that's what they'll do. Next, we have interest. Eye for interest. So here is where you typically will reflect to them their pain points or dissatisfactions, especially if you create consumer discretionary products that are really just about bringing more joy to life. They might not have actual pain, but they're dissatisfied, right? So maybe it's they're dissatisfied with some aspect of their life. And it's also totally possible that you can speak to a way they're dissatisfied with something external from them as well. So the industry that you're in. So for example, if you create jewelry and you only work with lab-grown diamonds because you care deeply about making sure that they are ethically made and you think that they're absolutely perfection anyway, the quality is absolutely there. So your customers might come to you specifically because they know your diamonds that you include are ethical. You can speak in the pain points or dissatisfactions here to the fact that the rest of the industry, or a lot of the rest of the industry, is using blood diamonds, or you can't trace where they're from. And that creates a sense of discomfort and doubt, and they don't want to be participating in that, right? So you're kind of focusing on something that's in some way dissatisfying to them. That's the simplest way of using interest. And really, it's just about keeping their interest here. So you grab their attention, and then with I, we're keeping their interest with speaking and reflecting what's up for them, but also you can do this in other ways too. You can do this by using a stat that's shocking or surprising. I used a stat in a video recently, which was, well, a projection that in 2022, $1 trillion in sales will be made for the first time ever online. It's like in products and services, it's incredible. And so that's a surprising and exciting fact for us who have product stores or services online as well. So that's another example of how you can maintain interest. You're basically sharing something with them that will kind of, they've already called to attention, but it starts to create a connection. Like, oh, this person kind of knows what I think about and what I'm feeling. And I want to know more about this, right? With the stat, like, I want to know more about why this is a good thing for me, that there's $1 trillion in sales to be made online in 2022. So they're kind of like, oh yeah, I'm in now with the interest. It's about maintaining their interest. So you're basically getting them to say, oh, I'm in for the rest of this caption. Even if it's just a line for attention and a line for interest, for lines 3 and 4, they're all in. So line 3 or section 3, if you have a longer caption, is D for desire and AIDA. And so this is, you know, on the other side. So you kind of spoken to or reflected their pain points, dissatisfactions. On the other side, you want to speak to what they want or the solution to those dissatisfactions or pain points. And so, you know, there could be that option of, with our partners that create diamonds in their lab, we're able to see exactly this, this, and that. And basically it satisfies their worries about unethical diamond production, or I don't know if it's called production if you're finding the diamonds. But you're able to satisfy that concern or worry or discomfort that they have with the solution that your product provides for them, or the improvement to their life that your product can create. To give another example, maybe your ideal customer, maybe you sell beeswax candles, for example. And so you're able to say, you know, if their pain point was that the fumes of paraffin candles are concerning to them, or they are sensitive to soy candles, something like that, or they want to make sure it's the most, basically a desire would be making sure that these are the healthiest burning candles and the most naturally produced candles. So you can basically talk to those desires, right? Paint a picture as well to really create that feeling of the desire. So you're basically trying to create a craving, right? Say, imagine, right? And then pull in the senses. What do they smell? What do they see? The flickering of the flame, or, you know, the sweet scent of beeswax, or however you might describe it. What does it feel like to be in that scene? Are you feeling warm? Is your face flushing? Or you can really pull in all of the physical senses, make it very sensory, and that will pull them into the moment. And you don't have to say, imagine this, this, and this, because you will see a lot of people do that, and it can start to feel annoying when you know what's going on. But try it. Imagine something, something, something. And then as you edit, cut out the word imagine and just start straight in. So instead of imagine yourself in your living room, you could just go straight into, in your living room, the lights of the flames flicker on the walls, and right? It's a very simple practice. Basically, you just cut it out after the fact. So again, I'm giving you kind of the brief version of AIDA, but they should give you some ideas to get started with on Instagram captions. So the last piece of AIDA is A for action. So AIDA for action. This is so important on Instagram. It's important everywhere, of course, but if you just take one thing, two things. Make sure you get their attention. Try your best to keep them with IND. But then action, tell them to do something and make it explicit, right? So don't just give them information and then that's it. Right. Tell them, ask them what surprised you about this information. Let me know in the comments below. Which of these facts surprised you the most? Let me know by commenting below. Right. So you're kind of matching the prompt, the question, the thing they're supposed to do with how they do it by clicking, by commenting, by this or that. That's something that's very, very often missed, or by sending you a DM. Right? You want to make sure you're telling them what you want from them and make it as easy as possible for them to do it, essentially, and that it's welcome. Their engagement is welcome. Some people are afraid of going to the DMs, right? Because people just feel uncomfortable sometimes with conversations there, especially if it's the first time. So tell them that's what you want them to do. Make it easy. All right. So believe it or not, AIDA was only step two, but the rest of them are so fast, I promise you. So the next piece is to make your Instagram caption scannable. Another word I use for this is skimmable, easy to skim. I'm going to give you four easy ways to do it. And so we can just fly through to the next tip. So one, use line breaks, meaning see if you can keep things like one sentence, that's a paragraph. Make it as easy as possible for someone to read. Another way to do that is to only use one verb per sentence, and then you can create a shorter sentence. Now it seems so strange, right? Because we're used to writing paragraphs that are several sentences long, like when we think of essays in high school, for example. But we're, with Instagram, really just focusing on a brain that's being attracted by a lot of different things, and eyes that might be getting tired, honestly. So make it as easy as possible for them to read. Another way to do this is by using bullet points. So you can do this using actual, punctuation bullet points, or you can use instead emojis to kind of do the same thing. And even if you don't use emojis to kind of separate out different lines, you can use emojis in other ways, like making sure people see your call to action so it stands out from the hashtags. If you don't use emojis anywhere else in the post, maybe that would be a really good time to put an emoji, like that little hand that's like pointing, or a heart, or something else that feels true to your brand, just to make sure the eyes are drawn. That's what emojis really do, is they bring the eyes to a specific thing, plus they can infuse some personality. The next tip is to use your unique brand voice. And this is something that you do intentionally, and it's a brand voice that you cultivate. So why this is so important, and why this is basically the foundation of my business, right? We do branded copy and content, which means we really specialize in getting to know a unique brand voice for each of our clients. The reason this is so important is because it basically creates a personality for your brand, conveys personality, which brings in emotion, it creates loyalty, creates interest, and it differentiates you from every other similar product producer online. People will choose to go to you because they like you. You resonate with them because of what makes you unique. And there's real intention that has to go into creating your brand voice. So pieces of it include doing research on your ideal clients, getting to know the words that they use, the voice they use. You look into your brand archetype as well, your archetype mix. If you're working with someone like me, we use mixes to make sure you're very, very unique in terms of your specific voice. You also create storytelling techniques that match your archetype and what your ideal clients need to know. Where are they at in their level of awareness of your product? Where are they at in their buyer journey? There's so many different components, right? So if that's feeling at all overwhelming to you, just know that this is something I specialize in, right? There is a lot to it. And so if this is something that you're ready for, you want to differentiate yourself, you want to stand out online from all your competitors, you want to make sure that every piece of content and copy you create is actually intentional and it will drive engagement and sales, you're ready to basically up-level your business and make more sales in the next year, then I really encourage you to click the link in the description box below to book a call with me. And we can talk about how we go about creating this voice for you. Even if we don't do the copy and content writing for you, we can talk about how we can create this voice with you in basically a week's time. We spend some time together one day, and then my team and I, we go and we do the research, we do the archetype report, we create this incredible Bible, basically, for the life of your business. Really, really powerful stuff. So please, if you're interested, book a call with me and we can chat about it. Our second last tip is experiment with what works for your audience. Now that you know all these best practices, you'll start to see some trends. So make sure you're really focusing on telling a story with AIDA one time. The story of where they're starting and where they want to go, for example. And if those kinds of posts do really well, they get a lot of comments, for example, start to create more of them. Or if telling stories from your own past as the product creator. Why did you create the product? What are your values? If those are really resonating with your people because they're saying, like, you're just like me, you are the type of person that I want to buy a product from, then start to tell more of those stories. So I'm giving you story examples, but it can also be, you know, maybe explaining a stat that came out, right? So if we think about the example I keep giving because it's the theme of the month, which is the fact that Adobe projects $1 trillion in sales online in 2022, not just for Adobe, but for all online sales, because that would be insane, but it's just one business. Really putting a post together around something like that in your specific industry, something that's relevant to your products. If your people are really logical and they love like credibility builders and facts, this type of post will do well. And then you'll know, oh, they want more and more of this. This is doing really well with my people. It's satisfying their needs. So you can create more of the same type. Our last tip is to evaluate how well this is working. So first, think about this. Content marketing usually works in cycles of approximately 3 months or a quarter in your business. So try out this strategy for 3 months and see what has been working over that 3 months for you. So that's a good time at which to realize, oh, my clients or my customers love stats, or my customers love testimonials shared from past clients or past customers. That's the best time to make that decision because you actually can see a pattern over a 3 month period. The second component there is at that 3 month mark, see what your engagement rate is at. So you can research how to calculate your engagement rate and see where it is now today before you start. And in a month's time, in 2 months' time, and then at the 3 month mark, see how it should absolutely, based on all these tips, it will absolutely be better. And a 1% engagement rate is actually really, really good for Instagram. Of course, aim higher. But I mean, a lot of influencers who make their living off of having high engagement on Instagram have a 1% rate. And this is really what managers for influencers and brands look for, is 1%. That's a very good indicator that you have an engaged audience. I'm going to add something really important here, which is that your following, of course, you want it to grow. And it should grow if you have a strong content strategy and you're using these caption tips. But what's far more important than the number of followers is that engagement rate, because you want to make sure these are the right kinds of followers, that they are your ideal customer, so they might actually buy from you, and that they're actually creating an environment online and on Instagram that is going to bring in more of those right people. So that engagement rate, again, is really what you want to be looking at. Another thing you can look at, of course, is if you use something like Linktree, or if you have Tailwind and you have Smart Bio, or you have your own webpage, which is really ideal. If you have your own page on your website that is full of your Instagram links and that's what you put for the link in bio, basically whichever one you use, look at how many people get to this page. So for example, if this is a web page on your site, see how many people get onto this page. And also look at how many people are clicking on those links. You should see that rate increasing. You should also be able to see if the captions that you're writing geared towards a specific task, like what is that CTA? If this call to action is to watch the latest YouTube video and you're seeing that really doing really, really well in terms of the number of clicks, and then you have another call to action, which is like the whole quarter, the whole 3 months, you've been trying to push sales to a specific collection and you're really not seeing a lot of clicks, You want to look at that caption series. You want to see what's going on with those captions that is not getting people to take action on it. And it is hard to get people off platform, but you should see an increase. And one of the things that might be going on is perhaps you need to go back and do some better research around what kinds of messages really appeal to your ideal clients. What words really resonate with them? What kinds of stories will resonate with them? Get to know them better. And this is also something we can help you troubleshoot. This is one of the things we do with that Brand Messaging Bible experience. So we make sure that you've done the research on your customer right and that all of your messaging is actually going to get them to take action. All right, you should now be so well prepared to write really high engagement, sales boosting captions in 2022. Which one are you going to start with today? Are you going to play with AIDA? Are you going to calculate your current engagement rate? Did you realize that you've been writing really chunky paragraphs of text and you can easily, whatever you plan for this week even, just go back in and do the simple task of separating them out into more line breaks or adding bullet points? And let me know basically, what are you going to start with? Thank you so much for tuning in to Emma Givens Content and Copy. If you had an aha moment or insight from today's episode, let's make it stick by writing it down in a review. It would actually mean the world to me and my entire team. You can write a review on Apple Podcasts, then screenshot it and tag me on Instagram at Emma Givens Writer. I'd be thrilled to start a conversation with you and reshare your big aha moment with the rest of the audience. Until next time, remember, your voice matters. Let's set it free. See you next week for another episode of Emma Givens Content and Copy.